I just did a little homework this morning. I'm like, oh, what do they have in Birmingham? What do they have in Alabama? There are people I want to meet and talk to and educate myself to what do you grow in Alabama? Half of Alabama's agricultural output, I learned, is broilers. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So I feel like I'm going to, you know, I might have to have a moment where I test myself. Like, could I actually kill a chicken now, right, as an adult? Could you kill a chicken? Could you do it? Could you hatchet the chicken's head off?
I'm personally a vegetarian, so I couldn't.
That solves it for you. But what about the rest of us?
Let's talk a little bit about the characters in your songs. Who are they and how many characters are there? Are you a character in some of these songs?
Yeah, sure, in some of them. But the songs that are the most fun to me are songs like the first song on the record called City Kids with a subtitle of The Revenge of Kevin Oberbreckling. Well, what is Kevin's revenge? Well, if you hear the song, you find out that he was resentful when he was a farm kid because the town kids had it easier, right? They didn't have to ride the bus. They got to take vacations. But by the end, well, he's selling the organic meat at the farmer's market, and all the city kids are buying it. Boy, does it feel good. Come to the city park. It's called the farmer's market, and it fills the street. And our food is good, but our price is steep. It takes them by surprise. I see them blink their eyes. I see them nearly weep. But we were just 4-H. We were the FFA. High time they learned how the tables turn. Now they're gonna pay.
What surprised you the most doing this tour and talking to people about farming?
How satisfying it is at the farmers markets to buy the produce from the farmers themselves and then rinse it off and just eat it right there, right on the stage, right with them, and talk about it. This real thing, this person who grew this thing that you're now eating, that seal of integrity and personal investment and reputation, I love seeing that restored to agriculture, to eating. I think maybe because that's my own relationship with my own parents, which I'm growing a little sentimental even talking about it, but to have someone attached to what it is you eat, to have their feeling and their life's work attached to what this is that you're going to take home and have for dinner, that is the most rewarding part of this whole thing.
What do you hope your music says to the next generation of farmers?
That there's a tradition of values in agriculture. I think some people today have a misunderstanding of farmers of my parents' generation, thinking that they sold out to agribusiness. And actually, they were just, if I may be an apologist for a whole generation of farmers, they did what was recommended to them to do. However, now we have an opportunity to do things differently. And I think there's a generation ready to do exactly that.
What do you say to folks that say it's too expensive to eat from farmers or shop at farmers markets? I mean, do they make a good point?
Every dollar you spend goes all the way through the food chain. So maybe it costs $2 in the grocery store and maybe it costs $3.50 at the farmers market. But what you did with that $3.50, you gave your community a real gift by buying from that local grower. That's the difference. It's like going to the ballot box. Every time you buy from your local grower. It really is. It's one of the best political moves you can make. Plus, your dinner's going to be real good.
What do you eat while you're on the road?
It's grocery stores. We do. We try to find the nearest grocery store and try to buy whatever's local. And thank God for grocery stores that are doing that. Thank God for grocery stores that make space in their produce aisle for local produce and local meats.
Susan, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it.
Sarah, thank you.